Live the tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. U.S. law enforcement says a man told undercover agents that he and another ISIS supporter in the U.S. needed to get AR-style rifles, ammo, and other gear to carry out attacks on Jewish centers in Brooklyn. The Pakistani citizen has been arrested in Canada. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The defendant is alleged to have planned a terrorist attack in New York City around October 7th of this year with the stated goal of slaughtering, in the name of ISIS, as many Jews as possible. October 7th, of course, will mark 1 year since the brutal surprise attack by Hamas on Israeli citizens that left nearly 1,200 people dead.
The teen accused of killing four people and injuring nine others during this week's mass shooting in Appalachian High School in Georgia is told that if convicted, he will not be eligible for the death penalty. The suspect and his father remain in custody. CBS's Jerika Duncan says the student was on law enforcement radar dating back to last year.
Sheriff's deputies questioned the father and son at their rural Georgia home.
We talk about it quite a bit. All the school shootings, he's getting picked on at school.
They were investigating a tip from the FBI linking the teen to threats of a school shooting made on the social media site Discord. The teen's father said there were several unloaded guns in the house and expressed concern about the threats his son allegedly made online.
Boeing spacecraft undocked from the International Space Station today and is expected to land in New Mexico around 12 a.m. Eastern time. CBS's Lana Zak reports.
The Boeing Starliner capsule is coming back to Earth without the two astronauts that rode it up to the International Space Station. So far, everything looks like it is happening as it was expected to happen.
Astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams will return to Earth in February on a SpaceX capsule. The New York judge overseeing former President Donald Trump's criminal trial delays sentencing until November 26th after Election Day. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
If he wins, he'll make an argument that says, state court judge, you can't put me, the head of the executive branch, in jail. So yes, the outcome of the election could make a difference.
The Portland, Oregon area is dealing with unusually hot temperatures along with haze and wildfire concerns. KOIN-TV's Joelle Jones.
The county opening two cooling centers, a relief for Portlanders like Diane, who tells us she doesn't have AC. Her family beat the heat with their two pups in tow.
I think it's a good thing, because animals need to be cooled just as much as people do.
The life-saving effort comes as Multnomah County saw seven people die in July from suspected heat-related illness.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Prosecutors are pursuing a murder charge with a hate crime enhancer against an inmate to the Green Bay State Prison accused of killing his cellmate last week. Authorities say Jackson Vogel strangled Michael Laureano on August 27th and told deputies it was because Laureano was black and gay. Governor Evers opposes the idea of splitting UW-Madison from the rest of Wisconsin state universities. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
This idea of splitting up UW-Madison from all the other UW system schools seems to gain some momentum every once in a while.
Tell me why that's a good idea. I have no idea. I mean, we have a system. It works. It's underfunded, but it works.
A legislative committee is considering the plan. Any change to the UW system structure would require legislative approval. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The NFL season is underway. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Baltimore Ravens 27-20. Tonight, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil to open up the Packers campaign. Head coach Matt LaFleur is excited to get started.
I think our guys are truly excited. There's been a lot of work that's been put in from the end of last season to now. I think they are excited about the opportunity to go out there and compete you know, in front of the world.
Kickoff tonight is after 7 p.m. You can hear the game on WRJN in southeastern Wisconsin, WRCO in southwestern Wisconsin, and WCQM in northern Wisconsin. Today is the start of a three-game homestand for the Brewers as they take on the Colorado Rockies. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games over the Chicago Cubs entering play today. The Brewers have lost 3 of their last 4 games, all of them in extra innings. And tonight is the third week of high school football in Wisconsin. Check your local Civic Media station for matchups. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cool tonight, lows down to the low 40s. A beautiful weekend is ahead with sunshine. Highs in the upper 60s on Saturday and mid-70s Sunday. Highs climb through the 80s next week. Dry weather ahead with more sunshine. Currently 51 degrees.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane Matinere returns to the big chair, and we are talking about the election because we are less than 2 months away, people. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
This is the Tom
Hartman
Program.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak. It is the end of the week. It is the beginning of the official beginning of the weekend. I suppose, you know, this evening at sundown or whatever it is for you. If anything goes Friday here. We're going to have, one guest on the program in the second hour of the program, David Pepper. But other than that, it's you and me all day. Just a quick note for people who like to call in, particularly early in the show. Our call screener is caught in traffic right now, so I'm just grabbing calls when they are people who have called into the program before so that your name is in our database and putting you on hold. But you won't have the whole call screening experience for another 10 or 15 minutes. So just hang on. Jeremy will get here as quickly as he can. Goodbye, Liz Cheney. Where will the next generation of Republican leadership come from? Good question. Also, they're now going after the parents of school shooters. Good. He bought his son an AR-15. I'll get into that in a minute. And good news alert, Harris is going to beat Trump, according to Alan Lichtman, who basically has never been wrong. I'll tell you about that in the first hour. In the second hour of our program, voter suppression alert, this time in Ohio, which doesn't get a lot of press, actually. I mean, we've been talking about, you know, voter suppression and what's going on down in Florida and in Texas. But, you know, this is new. So anyhow, it's going to be interesting. So hang on just a second here. Just trying to put some calls on hold. And also, J.D. Vance has an amazing solution for the problem of pricey child care. He's so smart. Why didn't any of us think of this before? I'll tell you about that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, Florida's Department of State is examining tens of thousands of petition signatures. This is for Amendment 4, which would legalize abortion, or basically put Florida under the same rules as Roe v. Wade. And, you know, it's pretty skeezy stuff. I'll fill you in on that in the third hour. Basically, they're trying to keep it off the ballot. And NPR nails the two Trump staffers who tried to beat up the person at Arlington National Cemetery. What's going to happen next? You know, is the Army going to press charges against these people? Is the Department of Justice going to go after them? I don't know. But this is going to be, this is a story that's worth watching. And, you know, the press has kind of let go of it. But NPR is staying on it. God bless them. So anyhow, my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled Goodbye, Liz Cheney. Where will the next generation of Republican leadership come from? You know, Liz Cheney didn't just say she's not going to vote for Donald Trump because he's manifestly unfit for office. She took it a step further and said that she is voting for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, thereby implying that every, you know, red-blooded Republican out there should do the same. She said, as a conservative, as someone who believes in and cares about the Constitution, I have thought deeply about this. And because of the danger that Donald Trump poses, not only am I not voting for Donald Trump, but I will be voting for Kamala Harris. Now, this could be, and I realize every now and then, you know, we get all hopeful and think that that's what's going on. But this could be the leading edge of, you know, kind of a mini revolution inside the GOP. The Republican Party, you know, right now is just turned into this bizarre death cult with a rapist, fraudster, tax cheat, con man at its head. But the Republican Party wasn't always this way. I'm going to play some audio out of my computer here, Sean. You know, at the risk of sounding hopelessly old, I remember Dwight Eisenhower's 1956 reelection campaign. I was 5 years old, but I remember it. I remember Dad wearing his I Like Ike button. I remember the yard sign in front of our house. I remember the TV ad with the cartoon elephant with his marching band bass drum parading across the theater stage as the announcer intones,
"Eisenhower knows how to deal with the Russians. He has met Europe's leaders, has got them working with us. Elect the number one man for the number one job of our time. November 4th, vote for peace. Vote for Eisenhower." A paid film.
There you go. Vote for peace. Vote for Eisenhower. That was his reelection slogan in 1956. My dad was, you know, a big fan of Dwight Eisenhower, and my dad volunteered to fight in World War II straight out of high school in 1945. And you know, back then, the main principles of the Republican Party were a strong national defense, advocacy for democracy around the world, a clean environment, actually, honest wages for an honest day's work, building infrastructure, you know, roads, hospitals, schools, airports to support business and a good middle class quality of life. Government balancing spending with taxation, something that they called fiscal responsibility, and encouraging intact families through tax deductions and other incentives. In fact, in my op-ed, I included a 1956 ad. "Young Republicans salute labor. America's free working men and women produce more and consume more than any other nation. Greatest prosperity in history without war. Over 66 million employed. Highest take-home pay in history. Greater job security. Less time lost because of strikes. Increased union membership. Social Security expanded. Attend your union meetings. Register and vote Republican." That's literally, that was their campaign in 1956. And they called it conservatism. Their main argument with Democrats wasn't about these issues that I just listed. Their main argument with Democrats back in the 1950s, Republicans, and even arguably the 60s and early 70s, you know, Nixon was not that far from Eisenhower. He was a crook, but, you know, you know, he signed the Environmental Protection Agency. The main argument that they had was how things should be paid for. Democrats wanted to pay for health care. They wanted a national health care system. Franklin Roosevelt proposed one. Teddy Roosevelt proposed one. Harry Truman proposed a national single-payer health care system. John Kennedy proposed one. The Republicans opposed that. They called it socialism. Democrats wanted free college for everybody in the country, which we had until 1980 when Reagan took it apart. And Republicans, of course, oppose free college. They want, you know, students to be in debt. And they've gotten their way now for 44 years. And we have a $2 trillion college debt crisis. And housing. Democrats thought that housing should be provided for people who can't afford it. Thus, you know, the Great Society, Lyndon Johnson's Great Society, building literally millions of housing units across the country that, you know, now we derisively refer to as projects. But we did not have a homelessness problem back then. And we do now, in large part because of Republican policies. But now the Republican Party has turned its back on all those principles that it once embraced. I mean, instead of a strong national defense, they argue for boondoggles and profits for defense contractors. They lie us into a series of unnecessary wars, Reagan and Grenada, Bush and Kuwait, Bush and Iraq. And while Trump pulled us out of the Iran deal and tried to trash NATO, instead of advocating democracy, Trump has embraced dictators like Xi and Putin and Kim and Orban and openly insults and degrades denigrates our allies. Instead of supporting Nixon's Environmental Protection Agency, both Bush and Trump tried to cripple that agency. Instead of building infrastructure, Reagan, Bush, and Trump redirected government funds to tax cuts for billionaires. The entirety, in fact, of today's $34 billion budget deficit, national debt, can be solely accounted for by the revenue lost from Reagan, Bush, and the Trump tax cuts. And Republicans now oppose most supports for housing. They hate on queer families. They voted unanimously against expanding the child tax credit. and they fight against health care and educational support for working class families. So today's Republican Party has turned into something that my father wouldn't recognize, Eisenhower wouldn't recognize. Frankly, I don't think Nixon would recognize. I mean, it might seem familiar to Reagan, but basically they serve three groups, giant monopolistic corporations, the fossil fuel industry, and a handful of America's most politically active right-wing billionaires. And, you know, Liz Cheney has come out and said, no, let's vote for Kamala Harris. So, which raises the question, you know, where is the next generation of Republican leadership going to come from if MAGA crashes and burns, if the GOP goes down in flames? And, you know, frankly, your guess is as good as mine, but we have these two competing factions right now. On the one hand, you have the neo-fascists, Steve Bannon, Josh Hawley, J.D. Vance, Nick Fuentes. And on the other side, you've got those who could actually embrace a return to Eisenhower's Republican Party, Adam Kinzinger, Lisa Murkowski, Larry Hogan, Vermont's Republican Governor Phil Scott. Time is going to tell how this all shakes out, but hopefully for the good of the nation, for the good of the environment, and for world peace, the GOP, the party, will reject its most extreme billionaires and politicians and return to the classically conservative side of true American values. Meanwhile, the rest of us are going to follow Joe Biden's advice and Liz Cheney's advice and jump on the Harris Walls train. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a second.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Clayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy or so-called organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, it's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy love this, for they devour it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free premium dog treat. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511, THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Goodbye, Liz Cheney. Your time has come and gone. You stood your ground, but now the party moves on. Where's the next leader? Will rise and take the stand? Will they honor truth or follow a darker plan? Where will the next GOP rise from the ashes? Will they reject the lies like more matches? For the good of the nation, let's hope they'll see the path back to true American values and liberty.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour, and in the news, Donald Trump this morning appealed the E. Jean Carroll verdict before an appeals court. They sounded very skeptical. Trump then held a press conference that just wrapped up in which he trashed E. Jean Carroll and said that all the various women who have accused him of rape and of a sexual assault, ranging from that 14-year-old girl to the woman who said he groped her, reached under her dress on an airplane flight, a commercial flight, and I mean, just the whole bunch of them, he's saying that they're all liars. And as he's saying it, there's this poor woman standing on the stage next to him, staring at her feet. I mean, it's really kind of pathetic. So that's going on. Also down in Georgia, the father of the school shooter, the father's name is Colin Gray. Mom is apparently a drug addict and has been in and out of jail repeatedly. No indication that mom is even around that much, frankly. But dad, apparently back in 2023, the son had posted, Colt Gray, he had posted to Discord, one of the right-wing social media sites, the deep in MAGA and QAnon social media sites, had posted, pictures of AR-15s and school shootings in a way that seemed to, like, promote them. It wasn't a specific threat, but it was, like, worrying. And this got reported to the Georgia police. The Georgia police visited the father and the son and talked to them about this. They determined that the kid didn't represent a threat, that it was just, he was just doing stupid stuff. He was 13 years old at the time. But then 7 months later, last Christmas, dad bought his son an AR-15 for Christmas. Genius move, right? And that's the dad that is in jail right now. He was arraigned this morning, and he's looking at probably the rest of his life in prison, as is his son. This is a good beginning. You know, I've been saying for a long time that you have to have liability insurance if you buy a car or if you're going to drive a car. In fact, actually, you have to have it to drive it off the lot. The car dealer won't let you if you're not insured. We should do the same thing for guns. And if we did, the insurance companies would be vetting people like this. And, you know, I think it's just a very, very simple thing. We should treat guns the same way we treat cars. You should have to have a license. And to get that license, just like with a car, you should pass a written exam and show proficiency that you know how to safely use this product, number one. Number two, you should have to have liability insurance. And number three, the gun should be registered from the time it's purchased until the time it's destroyed. Every year, that registration should be renewed, just like with your car. We do this with cars. We've always done this with cars, well, since about 1918. And the reason that we do it with cars is because they can kill people. Well, guns are designed to kill people. Why aren't we doing this with guns? So, you know, holding parents responsible for their kids, particularly when they encourage their kids or make guns available to their kids, great first step. But, boy, we have a long way to go from there. And I'll talk more about this in the second hour when I get into J.D. Vance's thoughts on this. Finally, for this this little half hour here, and then I'll be picking up your calls on the other side of the break, the Nostradamus of presidential election predictions, Alan Lichtman, who's a distinguished professor at American University, he has successfully predicted every U.S. presidential race since 1984. And he's got this, what he calls 13 keys to the White House. And he says there's no doubt in his mind, this is a quote, the Democrats will hold on to the White House and Kamala Harris will be the next president of the United States. The keys are party mandate, whether there's a serious contest against the incumbent, whether there is incumbency, whether there's a third party, whether there's a short-term economic problem, whether there's long-term economic problems, whether there are changes in policy, whether there's social unrest, whether there's scandal, the charisma of the incumbent, the charisma of the challenger, whether or not there are foreign and military failures, and whether or not there are foreign or military successes. And according to those 13 keys, he says in enough of them, you have to have six of these keys that say false for the incumbent to lose. So he says that Kamala Harris is going to win. I'm still, you know, we can't just like take a deep breath and say, okay, cool, we don't need to vote or anything, because this election is still right now, according to all the polls, neck and neck. And in fact, many of the polls, Nate Silver's out there saying the exact opposite. He's saying that there's no doubt in his mind that Trump is going to win, or at least suggesting that from what I'm reading. So get active.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. It's Anything Goes weekend here.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbarine plus 15% off. Just go to superbarine.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbarine, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, hartmanreport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to hartmanreport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at hartmanreport.com.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. A Pakistani man is under arrest in Canada, accused of planning to attack a Jewish center in Brooklyn, New York, on the one-year anniversary of the October 7th Hamas attack in Israel. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
He was apprehended on September 4th as he attempted to cross the border. His planned attack was for October 7th, which would mark 1 year since Hamas attacked Israel.
The father of the accused Georgia school shooter was in court, also facing charges. Judge Curry Mingledorf.
You're charged with four counts of felony murder, as outlined in the state warrants that have been issued against you.
Boeing's Starliner space capsule is set to return to Earth and land in New Mexico just after the hour, with no astronauts on board because of safety concerns. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
The question is, when will it fly again? And I'd be surprised if it flew before the end of next year. If
CBS News Brief.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wednesday's school shooting in Georgia is reviving talk of returning school resource officers to places like Madison. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
In the Georgia school shooting that happened Wednesday, a 14-year-old boy killed four people. Within minutes, school resource officers found him and he surrendered. The Madison School Board unanimously voted to remove police from MMSD schools in 2020 after a report showed more black students had interaction with the officers than any other group. During the 2022-23 school year, Madison police responded to more than 800 calls at MMSD schools. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A new documentary about one of Wisconsin's most beloved sports teams is making its debut. It's called Just a Bit Outside, and it's about the Milwaukee Brewers who won the American League pennant in 1982. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Standing ovations are not uncommon at film festivals, but a 9-minute standing ovation is. That's how long the crowd at the Venice Film Festival clapped for Daniel Craig after his performance in a movie called Queer. The film is based on beat writer William Burroughs' novel from 1985. Craig plays an American expat living amongst a small group of Americans in Mexico who starts a relationship with Stark's character. The film is scheduled for release in the U.S. on October 6th. The new season of Dancing with the Stars is right around the corner. Some of the stars that will be dancing, as revealed on Good Morning America, include 90210's Tori Spelling, former NBA player Dwight Howard, kind of a reach, Pretty Little Liars' Chandler Kinney, Bachelorette star Jen Tran, model Brooks Nader, and actor Eric Roberts. Finally, a reason to watch Dancing with the Stars. Season 33 of the show premieres September 17th on ABC. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cool tonight, lows down to the low 40s. A beautiful weekend is ahead with sunshine. Highs in the upper 60s on Saturday and mid-70s Sunday. Highs climb through the 80s next week. Dry weather ahead with more sunshine. Currently 51 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl.
But you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
T. Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the creator of the Meet the Parents franchise. Greg Liana joins the show to tell us where we can see his indie film classic, and casting director Rex Sykes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 till 8.
Kasich's up. He was saying he was up 52-44 at his polling. She was 51-45.
Trump was?
No. Kasich was up.
Oh, I see. Monday. Back in the day.
Well, no, just Labor Day. Just this Labor Day.
Okay, what's Kasich running for?
The Senate in Pennsylvania.
Oh, I didn't know that. John Kasich, really?
I mean, what's his name?
Bob Casey.
Well, I thought it was... Uh-huh.
Bob Casey.
Yeah.
The Democrat. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry.
Right.
Let's start over again,
now,
Russ. Now
Monday.
That I understand what you're talking about. Start over.
Yeah, I thought I got it confused.
That's okay.
But then Wednesday or today... 47-45, they're both up, Kamala Harris and that. I'm thinking, who's doing this stuff? I mean, he's getting this polling, but then you can count on Chris Matthews. You know, boy, that rural area in Pennsylvania is going for Trump. Well, you know, I hate to tell you, they showed after that. The coach ran when he ran for governor. He lost the counties, like two of them, by 4,000 points.
Yeah.
4,000 votes, I mean.
Votes, yeah.
Right. Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Republican lost by 260,000. You can't overcome that in Pennsylvania either.
Yeah.
They got a million more voters. What's keeping this race so close? I don't understand it.
I think what's keeping it so close is right-wing talk radio and Fox so-called news. I really do. I think we underestimate the power of media at our peril. And the Democrats have never spent money or time or effort to develop or cultivate or even embrace progressive media, with the single exception of MSNBC, and that is, 50% Republicans on the air.
What was I going to say? It seems like this race shouldn't be that close.
No, it shouldn't be.
And that.
You also can't underestimate the power of racism. I think two primary animating impulses. One is just the all the general gaslighting that goes on in right wing media, from mostly Murdoch on media, but right across the board. He did this to Australia, then he did it to England, now he's doing it to us. That family has just done so much damage to the world.
Supporting them.
And then the second half of it is all the racism, these white supremacists who are just horrified that, oh my God, a black woman is running for president. Russ, I got to move along, but spot on. Diane in Ann Arbor. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Hi, Tom. We have Biden visiting a plumbing local, union local.
Really?
You from Ann Arbor, 94, they're closing down 94, and Jackson Road is where the union is located.
Is this today?
And so that's kind of exciting, yeah.
Oh, wow, afternoon. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a people event. It's more of a photo op and getting his programs out.
Hang out with him.
And
the
then another thing mm-hmm. exactly. And another thing is shooting. I think our Oxford prosecutor for that shooting in Oxford High School mm-hmm. has kind of set a precedent.
Yeah, that's the one who prosecuted the Crumbly family. The parent,
exactly.
Both parents went to prison for helping their son get a gun.
Well, when they're minors, you don't do that. You just,
that's right.
You know, it's bad enough for, yeah. So I think we're going to start seeing this wall crumble just little by little. It's going to be, I'm going to ask a request of you. I have tried going through this Project 2025 and figuring out the educational system and everything, and it is just there is so much there to pick out. I would like to see what it would be like for a family, maybe child in elementary, junior, and high school. They're sitting at the kitchen table with their voucher in hand, and what the process is to even figure out what school you want your child to go to, because they're not going to look anything like they do now. What they're going to lose, say they have a child with special needs, or they have a child who wouldn't go to school if it wasn't for sports, or, you know, that sort of thing. And what it's going to be like for the just the regular American family trying to swim through all of this and find out what's going to be missing.
Here's what you're already seeing in states that have universal voucher programs like Florida and Arizona. You're seeing schools actually advertising to parents. Parents are getting brochures in the mail. They're getting flyers. They're getting postcards. There's ads on radio and TV for the schools to encourage the parents to choose those particular schools. They're taking... Go ahead.
Is there going to be busing and that sort of thing for the kids to go back and forth to the schools they choose?
If the schools decide to spend that money to make themselves competitive, yeah. I mean, you know, basically what you're looking at is a marketplace. And, you know, to the extent that there might be competition in that marketplace, of course, what you're going to see is what we usually see in capitalist marketplaces. The actual product itself is going to get shrunk. But the marketing around the product is going to expand. So the educational quality is going to be worse, but all of the bells and whistles are going to be increased, things like busing or sports or whatever.
So are you going to have to, it's like the seniors pharmacy program, you look for the things that you are most important to you and you sign up with that pharmacy. So each school, I mean, conceivably, your kids could all be going to different schools for their particular needs.
Conceivably.
I mean, what is this going to look like?
The second step in this is all the first step, right? The universal voucher programs and schools competing with each other. Step two is that the most successful schools in each major school district will start acquiring the less successful schools until basically one company owns all the schools in each city.
All this privatization.
This is capitalism. When that one company owns all the schools in the school districts, then the price of the education goes up and the quality of education goes down, just like with the airlines, just like with the food companies, just like with the hotel chains. I mean, you name it, we've seen it.
But you have a voucher, and then could it be more expensive than the voucher to go to the school?
Yes, it often is. It often is, and that's why the vouchers are really subsidies for upper middle class families who would still otherwise send their kids to a private school. What the voucher does now is principally, the main thing the vouchers do mostly is subsidize, you know, wealthy parents. Diane, I got to move along. Thanks for the call. Janine in Fort Myers, Florida. Hey, Janine, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Really liked your op-ed, how conservatism has really changed over the last 50 years. The right-wing media has the biggest effect. I keep saying it's the media is stupid.
Me too.
I met a college grad last year who had just gotten a degree in poli-sci. I'm always interested. So what did you study? What did you learn? And she said, well, the most interesting thing was at the beginning we took a test of all the qualities that make you a liberal and values and ethics or a conservative. And she thought she was conservative. Her parents are Republican, everybody she knows. She turned out to be a liberal and was really shocked.
Interesting. It would be interesting to know what was on that test.
Me too. But, you know, I'm thinking, boy, you have such a collection of books you've written. Boy, wouldn't that make a great college course or a bunch of college courses?
Maybe. I know one of my books, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, actually is used as a college course in some ecology classes around the country. But that's the only one that's lost by knowledge that's been used that way.
Well, they all need to be used. One other thing. This caller last week had a brilliant idea of that $6 billion in dark money that's about to flood the airwaves. Why can't Biden confiscate it?
Well, because he has no... you mean break the law and do it? Because the Supreme Court said he can break the law, make it an official act?
He's
not inclined to break the law. I mean, that's the problem. And you know, what the Supreme Court did and said has to be overturned, you know, by a rational Congress. This is the most corrupt Supreme Court we have ever seen in the history of the United States. It is beyond bizarre what these people are doing. Janine, thank you for the call, and thanks for your kind words. Stephen in Lexington, Kentucky. Hey, Stephen, what's up?
Hello, how are you this afternoon, Mr. Hartman?
I am great, but I'll get better. What's on your mind today?
Well, that's good to hear. I have a few things to say this afternoon. I wanted to just mention something for a moment that, you know, I'm very upset when I hear Trump taking sexual abuse so serious, in such a cavalier manner. I had a relative who went through that 20 years ago, and I take great offense to that because that has nothing to do with attraction. We're talking about a violent crime.
Yeah, this is about
against
dominance.
Humanity. Whether it is women, men, children, animals, anyone can be a victim of that. And yeah. I think Mr. Trump needs a crash course in understanding that he's a complete ostrich with his head in the sand when he sits there. He looks stupid in saying that. Well, of course, he looks stupid anyway.
I think also calling it sexual abuse minimizes it. This is rape. We're talking about rape.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't know if you'd let me say that,
that
on
word
the air.
Is
that's
fine
why
on the
I
air.
Said.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I said sexual abuse. Yeah, it is rape. I mean, pure and simple.
Yep.
And he can sit there and sugarcoat it, and he and his cult can sit there and do it all they want to. I don't care anymore. And, you know, I think it's kind of ironic that he wants to lecture the rest of us about law and order, and yet the other day he's calling for the incarceration of convicted criminals. My mother and I were talking about right. this. She's a registered Republican.
Yeah, that was his spokesperson who said that.
This is the pot calling the kettle orange, is what it really is.
Well said, Stephen. Well said. Stephen, thanks for the call. Spot on. It's Anything Goes Weekend. I'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, what are you, kidding me? The Supreme Court is nuts.
What if you could help turn back the clock and help your dog play like a puppy again, no matter their age? Introducing Dr. Marty Pet's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. Dr. Marty is now helping dog parents right at home.
I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Nature's Blend is designed to support your dog's healthy lifespan with turkey, beef, salmon, duck, seeds, veggies, and fruit, and with zero artificial preservatives. When given the choice between Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first. For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get free premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Study available upon request. Message and data rates may apply.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat and then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly 3 times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month's supply of Superbearing and get 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com, and the code is Tom, T-H-O-M. Superbearing.com, code Tom, get your free month supply.
And you'll find a voice of reason for the open mind. On Lefty Talk Radio, we speak the truth about the American dream for me and you.
Welcome back, 9 minutes before the hour. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, how conservatism has changed in the last 50 years is because, according to J.D. Vance, the facts of life have changed in the last 50 years.
Explain.
Well, I started high school in 1973, and I was 14. If a young woman didn't have access to birth control, she got pregnant, and that very year, Supreme Court ruled that that young woman had a right to choose whether or not to carry that pregnancy to term.
Right.
And according to J.D. Vance now, the facts of life have changed in this way, that now state governments and possibly even the federal government can force that young woman to carry that pregnancy to term. And once that child is born, it will then be subject to random gun violence when it starts school at age 5.
Right.
Those are just the facts of life. Tom.
Also known as the Republican abortion plan.
Well, you just wait till they're first they're born so that you can feel good about yourself and how you're all about, children and family. And then you subject them as if it's just bad weather to random gun violence, and that's a fact of life. There's nothing you can do about it when, in fact, there is something. And you think about it, not only the Supreme Court decisions, rulings in Heller in 2008 and McDonald in 2010, but we can change this right now when we get a Congress, a Democratic Congress, that is willing to repeal the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, which gives the gun industry carte blanche on product liability, strict product liability. The gun industry is not liable. So you talk about liability insurance for gun owners and stuff like this. Make the damn industry pay the liabilities that every other product in America that is sold in America is subject to.
What's that act called, Paul?
It's called the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, the PLCAA. It was passed in January 2005, just, 4 months after the expiration of the assault weapons ban. George Bush was in his second term. It was a Republican Congress. And you realize, Tom, that every product, the company, whatever they're making, they set aside some part of the purchase price to cover its liability.
Right.
And I don't care what the product is, from children's toys to pizza to whatever.
Oh, there was a swimming pool last year where a kid got sucked in and drowned, and they sued for millions and won. I mean, everything has product liability.
Exactly, because it was established by Benjamin Cardozo in a case called McPherson versus Buick Motors in 1916, that any product that causes harm is essentially inherently dangerous. Mm-hmm. So if you have a product that is going to be, if they want the guns to be a consumer product, like any other thing that you buy, in other words, we're going to abandon the idea of a well-regulated militia, that the state doesn't regulate militias, then it has to be sold as a consumer product.
Yeah,
and it has to carry the liabilities. And so an AR-15 would, I just asked somebody who's a gun person, they said they run about $1,000, $1,200. Given the statistics or the actuaries on the damages, the external damages that weapon causes, the gun industry would probably stop making it, but it would certainly be a weapon that costs about $4,000 or more.
Oh, I think probably closer to 10.
Yeah, well, because, and then the gun industry would say, look at the margin, the profit margin isn't worth making it.
Yep.
And they would probably start buying them back to get them off the street so they wouldn't be subject
and
to
you would,
the
And you would start seeing an emphasis on the less deadly guns, like revolvers, and lower calibers like 22s and 38s, rather than the more lethal guns like, semi-automatic weapons and 40 caliber, firearms, for example.
And hunting guns, long guns, would because they wouldn't be affected. The price of long guns would not be affected.
Hunting rifles would not be affected by this. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Exactly. Just make it part of the way that the insurance industry. This is all free market insurance actuary. If we just repeal that damn law, because when the assault weapons ban expired September of 2004, Republicans had it in mind that they were going to open it up for the gun industry. And, there's the guy who's running for governor of Montana, Ryan Bussey, was a vice president of sales for Kimber Firearms, has a book called Gunfight, My War with the Industry That Made Me Wealthy.
Yeah, we had him on the program actually once.
Yes, that's right. Exactly the same.
Paul, thank you for the reminder. I think you helped me write Monday's op-ed. I appreciate it. And thank you for the details on the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. I was familiar with it. I had forgotten the specific name. I appreciate your call. Thank you. We'll be back on the other side of this break with... I don't have a one sheet.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as...
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
Todd Albaugh. Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome former State Senate Majority Leader Democrat Tim Cullen to the program to talk about his new book and great foundation helping Wisconsinites. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.